Bushun and then away my gani dog. Beshko benicia quay indigo, mang in do dame, ga usa squatime cog, and doon chipa, gama squawako cog, nin die lane Fleming in dishin a cause. Ah, Nina, all my relatives, and I mean all of humankind, all of the universe. My name is One Thunderbird Woman, that's the name the universe knows me by. I'm with the Loon Clan, and I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota. We call Gamasqua Wakokog the place where there were red trees, red cedar trees. And most people know me by my colonized name, Elaine Fleming. I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. So I was talking about water and about loss and remembering our people. So because of all the troubles, the trauma that we experienced historically, for the Ojibwe, peace was a vision also embodied in our creation stories about Nana Buju, our teacher. In the stories, it said that Nana Buju's mother died after his birth and that his father was never present in his life. So Nana Buju was raised by his grandmother. Nana Buju had wanted to know his father and mother. As he spent more and more time with his grandma, he began to ask her questions about his mother and father. Grandma was evasive in her answers, but she did tell him that his father lived somewhere in the West. She knew that one day Nana Buju would seek out his father, so she made him beautiful garments to wear on his journey. This was true in the past and today that many children are raised by their grandmother, grandparents, or their family members, even non-family members. In the past, so many of our people were negatively affected by colonization. They died due to disease, violence, or trying to support their families. But in supporting the families, the Ojibwe had to go out on the lakes to fish, trap, and harvest wild rice, and we believe that the spirit on the water was stronger than the living and could easily take us to the world. So Basil Johnston, they said, some say that the worst death was through drowning. Anyway, Basil Johnston said that if you want to understand the Ojibwe, then you should know their stories. Through their stories, you will learn about the values of the Ojibwe. Johnston wrote about Nana Buju's three older brothers. The oldest one was strong, stronger than anyone else. He was faster than everyone else, too. He was the best hunter, fisherman, and trapper. No one questioned him because they were afraid of him. His father favored his eldest son. He was proud of him and had a relationship with him. The next three sons were not favored in this manner. The next one was Pukuis, and he was a thinker. And I got that wrong. The next one was Pukuis was the dancer, and he was handsome, and he didn't care to hunt or fish. He wasn't strong, so the father had nothing to do with him. And then there was Wabuzo, and he was the thinker. He was the one prone to stop in mid-stride and remain motionless while he pondered a thought, such as, how did the sun come to be? He was always asking questions of elders. His father didn't want anything to do with him after a while. So then the last born was Nana Buju. Basil Johnston said that when he was born, he came out of the womb and talked immediately, and he said, I am Nana Buju. Oh, people really wondered about that. what kind of human being could talk when first born. Johnson said that all four sons had never met each other until Nanabushu got married. It was then that Nanabushu invited all of his brothers to his wedding. At the wedding, the oldest brother bragged about his skills and made all three of his younger brothers feel badly. Finally, Wabuzu was so angry that he told his oldest brother that he could beat him in a fight or anyone else. So his oldest brother said Wabuzu was going to fight somebody named Bibun. Well, Bibun means winter, and Bibun lived out on an island, and Wabuzu would have to travel out there to fight him. In Wabuzo's anger, he went right down to the lakeshore and got in a canoe. He paddled out towards the island despite the fact that there were white caps on the lake. Pretty soon, the remaining three brothers couldn't see him anymore. It was then that the oldest brother began to feel remorseful about making his brothers so angry. They all knew that Wabuzu shouldn't be out on the lake when the waves were so high. Nanabushu was especially concerned about Wabuzu. All three went down to the shore and yelled for him to come back. Later, they found his wrecked canoe. Wabuzu was nowhere to be found. It was then that they saw a white, wispy form rise out of the lake. It floated to shore. It was Wabuzu, but now he was Jibabuzu. The spirit that would rule the underworld of water. By simply touching you, he could take you with him. The Ojibwe offer tobacco before they go into the waters. They ask for safe passage. My oldest brother, Simon Howard Jr., 1941 to 1957. He drowned while he was ricing. He was 16 years old. I was 5. He was in the ricing beds that are on the east side of Bear Island on Leech Lake when he drowned. Years later, after I got out of the Army in the 80s, I learned about drowning being such a terrible death. I went out to the Prince of Peace graveyard by myself and talked to Simon Ibun and the spirits. I asked for Simon's spirit to be comforted in that peace. When I was done, I looked up in the sky and saw a bald-headed eagle flying above the old jackpines, and I felt like Simon's spirit was okay finally. I also remembered that after Simon died in 1957, that his spirit came back to visit my mother. It was night when we, the youngest children, were awakened. I could hear my mother in the kitchen crying. She was wailing because Simon was at the back door trying to get in the house. We children were taken out the front door and herded up the two wet road to our family's friends, Alvin and Emily Staples' house. That's where we spent the night. That's also why it was so important for me to go out to the graveyard and ask for my oldest brother's spirit to be at peace. So those are just some of my family stories, and I know you all have your family stories. And I'm going to be traveling around the reservation here this summer and talking with women in particular, and not because we're more important, but just because I want to hear their stories too, and the history of Leech Lake and what has been done on our own Ishkonigan, this leftover piece of land that we know and we love. So, mi gwech, bisandawi yeg for listening. Mi gwech, mi you.